I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 4 and 16. It tells us that Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And as his custom was, it tells us, it was our Lord's custom to go to the house of worship in his hometown. And apparently, it was his custom to stand and read, because when he went in and stood, the minister handed him the book. You know, that is a good custom to have, a custom of attending the house of worship, a custom of reading the law of God. These are all good customs to have. So today, I want to speak to you for just a short while on good customs. I like the story I heard of a little boy who fell out of bed. And when his mother asked him what happened, he answered, "I don't know. I guess I stayed too close to where I got in." This is easy to do, and it's the same way with our faith. It's tempting just to stay where we got in and never move. Pick a time in your past, a couple of years or so ago, and ask yourself a question. How does your prayer life today compare with then? How about your giving? Have both the amount and the joy increased? What about your church loyalty? Can you tell you have grown in the Bible study? Are you learning to learn? Listen to what the Scriptures tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 14. "Henceforth, be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Jesus Christ." Peter says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever." Growth is the goal of the Christian. Maturity is mandatory. If a child ceases to develop, the parent becomes concerned. Doctors will be called. Tests will be run. When a child stops growing, something is wrong. When a Christian stops growing, help is needed. If you are the same Christian today that you were 2 years ago, be cautious. You might be wise to get a checkup. Not on your body, but on your heart. Not a physical, but a spiritual. I don't want to sound like a preacher, but may I suggest, why don't you check your customs? Though there are many bad customs, there are also many good ones. I looked up the word custom, and it tells me that a custom is a long-established practice considered as an unwritten law. When I was growing up, there was a lot of long-established practices which my father considered a custom. It was an unwritten law, a custom of my dad's to have prayer with the family around the table before every meal. It was my family's custom to go to church 3 times a week. It was my father's custom to pay tithe on all of his income. These were long-established practices, even though they were not written, but my father followed them as though they were written. I can point out four in the Bible. Make these four customs regular activities and see what happens. The first is the custom of prayer. Base your happiness and your hopes in Jesus Christ. When trials come, endure them patiently, steadfastly maintaining the custom of prayer. Romans 12 and 12 tells us, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulations, continuing instant in prayer. Do you want to know how to deepen your prayer life? Pray. Don't prepare to pray. Just pray. Don't read about praying. Don't attend a lecture on prayer or engage in discussions about praying. Just pray. Your posture, your tone, the place, or personal preferences. Select the form and the place that works for you. Better to pray awkwardly than not at all. And if you feel that you should only pray when inspired, just see to it that you are inspired every day. The second good custom is that of study. The man who looks into the perfect law and makes a custom of doing so is not the man who hears and forgets. He puts that law into practice. Just imagine if you went to Golden Corral. You pick your salad. You choose your entree. But when you get to the vegetables, you see a pan of something that turns your stomach. Yuck, what's that, you ask, as you're pointing your finger. The server replies, you don't want to know. Oh, yes, I do. Well, the server replies, if you must, it's a pan of pre-chewed food. What? Pre-chewed food? Some people prefer to swallow what others have chewed. It sounds repulsive, and it is, but more than you might imagine. Not with cafeteria foods, but with God's Word. Some Christians mean well. They listen well, but they discern little. They are content to swallow whatever they are told. No wonder they've stopped growing.